Hello and welcome to Philosophical Entertainment, a podcast where if you're not philosophically entertained, our entertainment is only philosophical. My name is Danny Armstrong, and I'm a spiritual hypnotherapist from Fable and Echo. I'm here to bring you this segment today, The Hypno Guide with Fable and Echo. Before we start today, I'd like to invite you to head on over to AnteraPathways.org. This episode has been made in collaboration with Antera Pathways. They are a federally recognized nonprofit organization dedicated to providing compassionate guidance, end-of-life support, and stability services. When I first started working on this podcast, I created a detailed plan of how I wanted things to gently unfold for listeners. I was worried that I would scare people away if I delved right into some of the crazy things that come up in these hypnotherapy sessions. But once I reflected a little more, I realized that this is the reality for a lot of people every day. So in today's episode, we're going to delve into some of the crazier things that happen. I met with my friend Savio from Blue Radiance Healing, and Savio tells us a little bit about his own journey to becoming a past life regressionist. Savio was kind enough to share some of his own experiences where he is connecting to beings that you may be familiar with. I just want to acknowledge that for some listeners, this may be a little strange or uncomfortable. For others, this may be totally normal and an everyday occurrence in your own life. Savio shares a little bit of his client work at the end of this episode. And you're going to hear a client whose session was quite life-changing for her and for Savio. This client saw herself in a past life where she was helping with the creation of a planet. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me today, Savio. I was just hoping that to begin with, you could tell people who are listening a little bit about yourself, about what you do with spiritual hypnosis.
Thank you, Danny, for having me on your show. Very grateful. Happy New Year again. I'm Savio. I do past life regression, energy clearing, energy upgrades, Akashic records, readings and clearings. I'm an intuitive and a channeler as well. So the year was 2023 and I was going through a very difficult time in my life at that time. I had lost my job and I couldn't seem to find another one. And I realized that even if I did get another job, I would still be living the same life, the same circle. And at that time, I was going through a very difficult moment in my relationship with my partner, my kid's mom. I felt very alone in the world at that time. And things just felt different to me. And I started going inwards a lot more inside myself. And I, most curiously, I'd always known about the Akashic records, but I didn't know you could ever change them or you could clear stuff from them. I absolutely wanted to do some work with the Akashic records, and I found an Akashic records, a person who did Akashic alchemy to clear the Akashic records. And so I did a session with her. And after that, I found a place where trainee past life regression experts would do sessions and for free. And so I ended up doing a couple of sessions. I saw a couple of past lives, and in one of the sessions, I saw the life of a being who was on Earth, who had lived on Earth for thousands of years. This person was in the forest somewhere in BC, and as I was seeing this being's life, I started speaking to the practitioner, and I wasn't aware of this part, but I just told the practitioner, "I'm very happy to be speaking to you. Not many people get this opportunity to speak to me." And she was like, "Oh, who am I speaking to?" And the words came out of my mouth were Metatron. And I was aware of Archangel Metatron, and I would never be able to just use it to refer to Archangel Metatron or just Metatron, but just the ease with which that flowed out of my mouth. And I think in subsequent sessions, I started channeling Metatron a lot more. And whenever his energy would come through, I always had the idea that Metatron was this extremely powerful being. But it was the gentlest and the most loving voice that came forward. And I was able to channel Jesus, Archangel Michael, a few other galactic beings. And I think after that, I decided to get into this work. And after I got this work, I did a course that from someone called Karen Wells. And after the course, when I did the first practice session, when my client, who was a friend, when my client went under, I was like, oh my God, this works. And immediately after that, I just knew what to say. I knew what to do. I knew how to guide the session. And it just felt so natural to me. It felt like I've done this millions of times before. And after that first time, I ended up doing a lot more sessions. And with each session, I just got better and better. I just knew how to guide the session. And I think in my fifth or sixth session, I had a client who I knew was hypnotized, but couldn't see. It was just black. And I just knew what to do then. I knew how to guide her to the next moment. I just got her to look within herself. I was just examine your body. Just see if there's a block. And she said, there's a block around my heart. And even before she said that, I knew there was a block around her heart. I just was so much in tune with her. And we went about clearing that block. And she went into a past life after that. And I just felt incredible. And I think with every session, I would just channel what needed to be done, because if a client would not be able to see, I would just know what to do, or I would just know where to take them to get them to see. And I would channel for myself as well. So my higher self would tell me why I was able to have as much success as I did with clients as I did. So I just felt incredibly supported and guided through this journey. And that's how I am doing what I am.
I didn't realize that Metatron came up for you so quickly. That would have been...
Yeah.
How was that for you?
When Metatron came through the first time, I was scared, because that just broke me out of the spell. Because until that time, I had heard the term starseeds of beings, of people, of humans on Earth who've had lives on other planets. And I was like, oh no, that's not me, because I have seen other past lives on Earth. And when I saw the life of this being on Earth who had lived for thousands of years, I could see this being traveling to other dimensions, traveling to other planets. This being was answering to a council of light beings. Until that moment, I had never seen a life that was so incredible. I couldn't even describe what I was seeing to the practitioner. And I was like, what is going on? And then when I started speaking to my practitioner, saying that, I'm so happy to be talking to you, and she's like, Metatron, I was freaked out. I was like, what's going on? And I was like, you know what? Can you please bring me out? I don't know what's going on. And then, so the next time I had a session, one of the questions that I had written for my higher self was, who was the being I channeled? And even before she finished asking the question, my voice changed again. It was Metatron, and Metatron is with us again here today. And then Metatron gave me the most beautiful messages.
You have a bit of a religious background with how you were raised as well. How have you found that's kind of worked in with what you've come across in past life regression?
So I was absolutely raised Catholic, very staunch Catholics, and my parents believed in praying every day and being the good Catholics is what they would refer to it. But I, being a young child with a very curious mind, I had a lot of questions. And as you know, questions are cancer for any religion. And that's why you're asked to just have faith. But I feel that that word faith is just used so indiscriminately that if you ever have a question about a religion, it's just that, oh, you need to have faith, as opposed to questions are good, because questions will get you the answer. And so I veered away from religion much early on. I did know that there are powers much higher than myself. And I knew that religion was not the answer. Like I always felt that the church and Jesus were two separate, completely separate entities. Mm-hmm. Jesus was more about love, and Jesus was more about you are the Christ, and I'm here to just show you that you are the Christ, as opposed to you need to follow the Christ, and we are going to show you how to follow the Christ. So I think I had already left religion many years before that. So it wasn't, I didn't feel a conflict within me. I think after leaving religion, I was always on the lookout of, I'm sure I know there is a greater truth out there. And I think even before I did past life regression, I always felt source or God is the amalgamation of all of the universe's consciousness put together. That is, for me, that was God. That if you just took the entire universe and kind of put it together in one particle, for me, that would be God. And so everything and everyone is God, is source. And that is the amalgamation of the consciousness of everything. And for me, that was God.
Absolutely. Thank you, Savio. In the work that we do, we have people come from different belief systems. Do you find that difficult to approach, to meet the clients where they're at in their life? And do you also see their belief systems reflected in their sessions?
That's an excellent question, because it has come up more than once. And it doesn't happen now anymore, but it used to happen right at the beginning when I started, where I've had clients saying that, oh, I am a Catholic, I am a believer, how does this work merge with that? How do these two things? I said, I don't know if you know, but the Catholic Church used to believe in reincarnation earlier in the day. But then when they realized that, oh, we're promising you eternal life, and then we're with Jesus in heaven, and then we're saying, oh, you get to be reborn. So it helped, it made it easier to control when that wasn't there. But I think what I tell them is that this is something that you have to reconcile with. I'm very clear on what I'm offering. And the purpose of a past life regression is to clear patterns, blocks, traumas from past lives or from other lives, parallel lives, future lives that are affecting your current life. And at the same time, it's wonderful to know more about yourself, to see yourself in a past life, to see the things that you did. Because the moment you get to that point in a past life where you see that, oh, something happened out here, and because of that, I'm holding on to these emotions and this wound, and that's what's affecting me in my current life. And that's why I am this kind of a person in my current life. And then the moment we release that, their current life just changes immediately. I feel even the religious people, they know this. They know that religion cannot solve what they have, and they feel they need to pray harder, or they feel it's their faith that's lacking. But all they want are answers. They want healing. They want to live a beautiful, fulfilling life. And they, at some level, they understand that religion cannot give it to them. And so they seek answers wherever it's available. A thirsty man will just go to where there's water. So that's why they come for a session. And a lot of them come out of curiosity. And then when they see a past life, or they see that, oh, you know what? This is why I was like this. This is why I've behaved like this. Or this is why this has been happening in my life continuously. And they see it. And this time in a past life regression, we are looking at those same incidents from a much higher perspective, with a lot of love and compassion and understanding of the self. And just by looking at it, you're able to release it and let it go. And they see the effect in their current life. They see how their current life changes. For some people, it happens immediately. For some people, they see it takes maybe three weeks. For some, it's 3 months. I once had a client who reached out to me a whole year after a session. And she told me, oh my God, this session was incredible. I saw things I didn't expect to see, but you really changed my life. And I was like, no, you changed your life. You just had the courage to see, to go to the place where your wound was, and you were able to heal and release it and let it go.
Absolutely. That's incredible. When we were talking a couple days ago, you mentioned accessing the light without accessing the darkness.
I think the term for it is called spiritual bypassing, where you want to run away from whatever is hard, the harder emotions, or like guilt, shame, fear, and you just want to access your light. But the deeper you go into your shadow, into your wounds, accessing those aspects of you, because we like to run away from it because they are harder. It's something that we don't prefer. It's uncomfortable. For our higher self, there's no judgment towards any emotion, towards any action. It's something that was chosen to experience. And the purpose was not to have that experience of the lower emotion, but was to experience the lower emotion and then bring out of it. Because there's a lot of joy to be experienced when you go through a challenging situation and you bounce out of that and you come out of that. There's a lot of joy to be had in that. And so I've noticed it with some clients who feel that they can light language their hard emotions away, or they'll do activations to escape those lower emotions. And I used to be one of those. I used to be one of those people. I would do a lot of activation, light language session with the hopes of, oh, please clear these harder emotions. But the moment I started going inside and giving my body the permission to feel these emotions and feel the incidents that were connected to these emotions of shame, of guilt, of sadness, of disgust, of fear, the more peaceful I became with myself. And I started attracting clients who also were very comfortable accessing their shadow. So that's how I felt it worked with me as well.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. I've been absolutely amazed in how you're able to reframe what's going on in my life. You mentioned our outer world reflecting our inner world. And that you did start noticing that with clients.
Yeah. So before I saw it with my clients, I saw it within myself. Mm. And I think there was the whole perspective shift that happened within me, where I think I embodied this idea that I am source and everyone else around me is also source. And so including the people we don't like, including the people we don't get along with, family, friends, we are all source, and we are just at different stages of recognizing we are. We're just at different stages of remembering we are source. And we are also at different, we also have different energy programs running within us, where there's guilt, there might be guilt, shame, joy. And depending on what's the most dominant program, we start attracting those situations. So if guilt is one of the major programs that's running in our life, then we attract situations that cause us to feel more guilt. The reason why that happens is because it's just telling us, hey, there's this guilt within you. You're reflecting that. Hey, there's this happening within you, and that's what's affecting you. I think when I started recognizing this, anytime something would happen outside of me, I would look at what's going on within me that I have pulled the situation towards me. And so sometimes when something would trigger me, I would go like, what's the match for this? Like, one of the most interesting examples I have was that I was watching this show and one of the actress was triggering me, and I was like, oh my God, she's such a bad actress. Oh my God, she's so miscast. And I was like, hang on, Kavya, what's going on that you feel so uncomfortable with her? And immediately I got it. Oh, she reminds you of your sister. And I was like, what about my sister? Is she triggering? And I was like, oh, my sister had given my parents some money and I didn't. And so I asked myself, why was giving my parents money so important? And it was because I feel inadequate. And if I give them money, it means I'm worthy of their love and I'm worthy of their respect. And these were just thought systems, ideas, beliefs within me. And of course, I don't feel that to be true, but that was a pattern that was going on within me. So I had to just release that I am worthy simply because I exist. And I don't need to do anything to be made for me to feel worthy. My parents have never done that to me, but this is just an idea I had in my head, some childhood stories that have happened. And so I feel that, oh, if I would have done that, then I would have been worthy. But I was able to just heal and release that aspect of myself. Also, when I started making changes to who I was, I became extremely loving towards myself. I would tell myself multiple times a day that I love you. And I would tell myself I am enough. I would tell myself I'm worthy. I also changed my internal dialogue where I would, if I would make a mistake, I would be so mean to myself in the way I spoke to myself. And I just changed that to, hey, it's okay. We were just trying something and we can try something new or we can do something again. And there's so much fun to be had in trying something new. So I just changed the way I spoke to myself every time. If there was something that I couldn't do or something that I would always curse myself for, I just became extremely loving. And over time, I noticed that the people around me are also extremely loving and kind towards me. My partner, my kids, my friend circles, even when I would go to random places, the security guard would greet me or would greet me nicely. People were extremely kind towards me. And if ever there was a situation where someone was rude to me, I would look at how am I being rude to myself? Because the outside is just reflecting the inside. So if I was rude to myself, then there's someone outside who's doing that to me, showing me that, hey, this is who you are doing, what you're doing to yourself. And so that's how I started looking at everything that's happening outside of me, just as a reflection of what's inside. So I use that as a mirror. So if something is happening outside, I would be like, okay, what is the idea, thought, belief system I have within me that's showing me this reflection? And so then when I started getting clients, I started realizing that they were also reflecting aspects of me, either aspects that I have healed within myself. So I know I have the codes for this and the clients can get that experience because the healing or the release happens at much higher levels in a past life regression. And at the physical level, it's just like a permission slip to bring that healing forward. And so that's how I saw it. I saw it happening and I would just attract the clients. And when they would tell me about situations, stories, they're like, yeah, this sounds familiar to me. I've had this experience too. And this is how I came out of it. But I do not say that to them. I just guide them through the session and their higher self does whatever is needed with them.
Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Savio. You're so open with what you share and I really appreciate that. You probably experience a lot of people who don't believe that they can even have this experience with past life regression, or maybe that they don't have any past lives to explore. I know that even with me coming to you, I've shown a lot of doubt in myself at times, even though I'm a regressionist. What are your thoughts around that?
Okay. So those are two different questions. One is people who don't believe they've had past lives. So for that, I want to say we've all existed. Always. We've always existed. This human life that we are currently living is just one of the incarnations we've had. Our higher selves are the real us. And we just condense a small fractal of our higher self and we are in physical reality. So we've always existed and for some people, this might be their first incarnation on Earth, but we've always existed. For some, we've existed on other star systems, other planets, because I've had clients who've seen lives on Arcturus, on Mintaka, on the Pleiades. So I've had clients who've seen lives on different star systems, on Lyra as well, on Sirius, and including some who they don't know what the star system is, and they'll be like, oh, there's a star system near Orion, and they'll give me answers like that. But I've had clients for whom this is their first incarnation. But there are also possibilities of people who've been light beings, who have just been light, and this is their first human incarnation. So we've all existed. Most of us have had thousands of lives. I know we call them past lives, but everything is happening right now. Mm-hmm. But there are clients who've had many of them. For people who feel they can't go under, so I have clients who come with the idea that I'm not going to go under, and that is what they experience. They don't go under. But I do work with them to make them as comfortable as possible. And what I do is I invite the version of themselves that is blocking them. And I feel that has the most success. And that's what I did with you as well. I just invite, bring forth the version of yourself that is blocking you from accessing your past life. And I found that to be extremely effective with clients. There are some clients who do not see anything. I do not have too many of those. But then when I channel for myself after that, my team tells me they received exactly what they needed to from me. And my team will tell me that, you know, some of your sessions may look different from others, but they still receive exactly what they needed to from you to move on in their life. And they've got what they wanted. And for me, I think I take heart in that.
Absolutely. Yeah, my experience with you was incredible. I was really shocked by what I saw, even getting into the lifetime, you know, seeing this version of myself that was, I don't know how to explain it besides saying I could not have made her up the way she looked and everything. And then the experience going into the past life itself after that, it just all flowed so naturally. I had a couple of flashes of images, and then it was trusting those emotions and those feelings in me. Something about the way you were able to bring out that version of me that was blocking that gave me so much courage to go with it. And looking back on the session afterwards, I loved the way it all came together. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And you said something very important, which is a lot of people feel they're making it up, but those emotions, it's the emotions that make it feel very real when you're able to release stuff that you've been holding on to for lifetimes and you just release it. That release is so enormous that you're like, okay, I can make up the visuals in my head, but I can't make up those emotions. I can't make up that release. And for a lot of people, that's what makes it real. Clients can have the most amazing experience. And they're like, oh, you know what? I feel I was making it up. And I want to say that the imagination is how the subconscious mind, the higher self, speaks to us. And to be honest, we are making everything up. Everything that we do, we make up. We decide that, oh, this is how I want to do it. But we don't call it that we are making it up. Even the words, every word that we speak, it has been made up at some time. We made it up and then we gave it some meaning, and that's how we're speaking. So that is exactly what's happening. We are making it up. It's our higher self that's giving it to us through our imagination.
Exactly. Yes. Having a memory from yesterday and thinking about what you were doing yesterday and bringing all those images back to your mind, that's through your imagination and making it up again. So why should those images from a lifetime ago be any different?
Yeah. It's the emotion. It's the emotions that make it very real. When you're confronted with that version of yourself, that the wounded version of yourself, and then you're able to release those wounds, that's what makes it very real.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Sometimes I do feel that people like to put a whole lot of fear out into the world. You're somehow able to reframe anything that is awful or scary, and you're able to see it from such a beautiful place.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. I think I'm in this place where I realize I'm source, and everything and everyone around me is also source. And that means we are all indestructible, and that we have just made these choices with each other, these soul agreements with each other. And I feel there is nothing to fear. Even when it came to entities, there was a time I used to have a lot of entities, entity attachments. And I think at one time that I realized that, oh, you know what? I am source and they are source too, because everything is source. Because we always say everything is source, and there can't be something where, oh, this is not source and this is source, because everything has come from source and everything is source. So that means the entities are also source, but the entities will be at a certain vibration, say of fear. And there are aspects of us also that are at fear. So when a client or I have an entity, I always ask, why am I a match for this entity? And I'll always get an answer, guilt or shame, because that's why we're a match. There's something within me that's causing me to feel shame, and this entity is also the vibration of shame, and that's why we're a match. And so I don't go to clear the entity, I just clear the wound of the shame, the incident that caused the shame to be there. And the moment that's gone, so has the entity. And I give the entity a lot of love. We are all just at different stages of remembering. We are source. So I feel fear fear has no place in that. As in, I just don't find it to be there or being fearful, because for me, everything is love, because everything is source. And that's just how I see it, and that's how I am. So there are choices that we make to experience darker emotions, and these all higher self choices, to experience shame, to experience guilt. A higher self has no judgment on any emotion. Each emotion is beautiful and sacred. But on our human form, we have judgments and we have preferences because, yeah, having an emotion like shame is, it's heavier. We don't prefer it. But if you can accept it and just go through it, allow about our body to just feel that feeling of shame through life a lot easier. And that's what I incorporate in my session as well. I just ask them, where are you holding shame in your body, or where are you holding guilt in your body? And I get them to release it.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. That is such a beautiful perspective. And I know that it's not always easy to show love to something that feels scary.
Yeah.
But no, it is really beautiful. I love that perspective. Thank you, Savio.
Yeah. And the parts of yourself you don't love are exactly what happens in the world outside. So when you look at people and you don't like them, what you don't like is actually the part of yourself they represent. So if there are parts of myself that I don't like, I'm going to look at who are the people out there in the world I don't like. So when I look at someone that I don't like outside, I look at what in him do I not like? Because I know I have that in me, because they don't actually exist in my world. They are just reflecting the part of me I don't like. So I also look at it that way, because everything comes down to the self, to us. Whatever is happening in the world is a reflection of what's happening inside. And so sometimes if you ever get, you know, bad vibes from someone, you're like, oh, this person, I don't like their energy. They give me bad vibes. But you don't know why they give you bad vibes. It's because they reflect a part of our shadow we are not in touch with, we are not aware of yet. So when we look at them, they remind us of our own shadow that we've not encountered. And that's why we don't like them, because they are showing us a part of ourselves we've not looked at. We've not had the courage to look at. We've not wanted to look at. And that's why we just say, oh, they're giving us bad vibes. But it's not them. They're reminding us or showing us a part of ourselves we are not in touch with.
Absolutely. So if listeners were to take one thing away from the conversation with you today, no matter what part of their life they're in, what do you think is the most important thing for them to remember about themselves?
That we are all source. We are just at different stages of remembering we are, and that the outer world just reflects our inner world.
Absolutely. Thank you, Savio.
Thank you, Danny.
I just wanted to give you a chance to let people know how they could reach you. I came across you on TikTok, but please could you share the best way for people to get in touch if they have questions?
Oh, awesome. On TikTok for sure. I also have Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, YouTube, and my website, which is blueradiancehealinghypnosis.com. TikTok is Savio Blue Radiance Healing. Oh, no, it's just Blue Radiance, H-E-A. Blue Radiance, H-E-A, yeah. And that's the same as my YouTube as well. It's Blue Radiance Healing. And my Reddit as well.
Thank you, Savio. We're going to end the episode with a session that you facilitated for our friend Brenna, who is also a regressionist. Yep. I did have to condense it down. The full video is about 40 minutes and it's on your YouTube channel, the Blue Radiance Healing YouTube channel. I've condensed this down into about an 18-minute clip. In the session, Brenna is basically seeing the creation of Earth.
Before we talk about that, yeah. I want to say this was one of the most incredible sessions I've ever done.
Absolutely.
It changed a lot of things for me and for her as well, for Brenna as well. And we formed a group with other people because this video has codes in it, and it kind of awoke others as well, some people who reached out to me and said, I was also part of this group. I've had clients I've had clients who I've never met before, and they've seen life as part of this as well. So when she saw that life, she described herself as being Arcturian on one of the lesser inhabited planets around the star system of Arcturus. And she said she was on level 12, and her role along with others in her group was to create the flora and fauna, the interaction between plants and insects. There were others in a group who were creating plants. One person in the group was like, we don't eat food, but for the humans, we can create plants in which they can get food. Different animals, hierarchies of animals from who would eat whom and how they feed and how the system circulate. And I think she described herself as Arcturian, but she said there are other beings from other star systems as well. She was like, there are mantis beings, there are other blue beings. And I think one of the most curious things she said was, and Savio is here, referring to me. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I said, okay, why don't you go meet Savio? What does Savio do? She's like, oh, Savio is on a different level. So I was like, okay, let's go to the level that Savio's on. And then she goes to level 9. She's like, Savio's here, and Savio and his team are responsible for the creation of the human body. And I've gone out to visit Savio, and Savio showed me his work of how he's created. He said he's created bones and muscles, and now he's going to create tendon ligaments, and he's showing me how it's all going to work together. So how I was just listening to it, feeling like, oh my God, what's going on? And I think as she was talking, the more she was talking to me, I could feel this energy moving within my body, and you can see it on the recording as well, because I'm like, I can feel this energy moving within me, and I can feel this memory, this remembrance coming back of doing something else, and it was happening live as she's telling me this, which was so incredible for me. And so if you or any of your listeners have issues with the human body, yeah, they can hold my team and me responsible, because we created it. And I've had another client who saw himself on level 2, where he created living systems on how cities would be formed and living systems would be created. I had other clients who saw themselves as part of my team on level 9. I had other, and not, these are not clients so much as other past life regressionists and other friends who saw themselves as level 12 with Brenna and level 9 with me. And we've just created a group among ourselves where we sit and we talk about consciousness. We have group meditations. We come together. We exchange messages. And you're very familiar with this group, Danny, because you're also part of it. Going back to the session with Brenna, I think one of my questions was, what was the purpose of creating this earth? As Brenna was channeling her Arcturian self, she said, the purpose was that Source wanted to create a civilization where the forgetting ran so deep that we could create everything from scratch, and we could have an experience from nothing, where we could create every aspect. Because otherwise, as our higher selves, where we have all the information, we have all the knowledge, we could now forget all of that, and we could start from scratch, and we could create whatever we wanted, so that we could get back to remembering that we are Source. Because as our higher selves, we are already ascended masters. So this awakening, the shift that we are going through, it's not really our awakening, it's our reawakening. It's not our ascension, it's our reascension. We've already ascended, we are already ascended masters. But we've just chosen as a collective to clear our memories so that we can come and we can experience all of life again. And one of the things that I feel most of us in the group have done is that we've chosen particularly hard incarnation, where our childhoods were quite hard, where we have taken on the ancestral patterns and ancestral stuff so that we could go through it and then clear it and then break it. Because I had an incredibly challenging childhood, and I went through it, and I broke a lot of the patterns that had been coming down my family line through many, many generations, and I have broken it. But I had to go through it first to be able to break it. And Here we are right now, you and I talking about past life regression and consciousness and the creation of Project Earth.
Absolutely. Thank you. I will be playing the shortened version of the video, and people, if they want to take a look at the full version, they can jump onto your YouTube. Is there anything else you feel that is important to share about it before we play that for the listeners?
Just watch it. Watch it with an open mind, because I feel Brenna is an excellent channel, and she is bringing through incredible information.
And she really is.
And on my YouTube, there are other sessions about it as well, where someone else from the group channeled information about it. And I think there is one where I have channeled my experience in that, where before Earth is as we know it, today, a group of beings from different star systems came on Earth, landed on Earth. And at that time, it was just rivers of lava. It was dark. There were just rivers of lava. And a group of us came onto Earth, and we looked at it as a potential planet for where we could create this experience for life. And as we were there on Earth, we projected a kind of image, a 3D image, a holographic image of what Earth could look like, what we wanted Earth to look like, where it had life. And then all of us went back to our star systems, and we told others, we got volunteers forward for creating the Project Earth.
Thank you so much, Savio. It's been really great to talk to you, and I'm sure that the listeners are really going to enjoy this.
Thank you, Danny. I'm happy to have been here. Who else is there with you? Do you recognize any of the other 12? Other 11? You can connect with their energies. And as you connect with their energies, if you've met them, their human face will appear on them, because their energies are all familiar to you.
Marley is here. It's purple. She likes to create insects and how they're going to work with the plant. She has ideas for the community within. We're talking about Earth and what kind of beings we can put there. And she has ideas for certain insects and flowers and plants, how they can interact. And there's a white light and a darker one. I can feel the energy. I think the dark one comes from Rusty.
Okay.
He's the one that understands that beings on Earth will need to eat, and in order to eat, they must be able to separate themselves so they can kill. And it's not for harm. It's not a bad thing. It's because they need to eat. And we don't eat here. And so he understands eating. And he is the one creating animals that will eat other animals or insects that eat each other. Things like that. It's just an absorption of energy. It's not for hate. Not negative.
Okay.
And he understands that.
Is there anyone else? Thank you.
Feels like I think my mom is here. I feel like Fabio is here, but he's doing something different. He's learning about the human body. He's not working in my group. He's here with me, but he's working on the human and what their form should be like.
I want you to become aware of what plane of existence you are on and what star system you are on.
We are in Arcturus, but a smaller planet.
And what is the purpose of this?
This is not where we started. We came here to visit because this is where we can experiment safely. It will not affect our home.
Okay.
I mean, everything does have a ripple effect, but we want to experiment in a safe environment.
Okay. So go on. You, along with others, you are planning life on Earth, and you are planning knowing that you will also be there. Yeah. Beautiful. So I want us to move further ahead in time. Your plans are further along. Let's move to a significant moment in this life. Tell me, where are you now and what's going
on? We are visiting spaces. It is beautiful. The planet is growing. Life is adapting all on its own. We didn't even have to do much. Species are coming along that we didn't even expect, and it's beautiful. They work together in harmony.
So I want to know, how was anybody on Earth? Were there any other beings on Earth before you came along with your plan?
We're working together with beings from other star systems. This is a team effort between many. A large council has come together to experiment, to create. There was the creation of an idea from Source. Create a planet where the forgetting ran so deep that a soul could totally forget who they were. So we have been making planets like this all over the galaxy, centuries, but this is the first time one has come where we could execute the experiment fully. Many things have gone awry on our plan, but we continue and persist with the experiment. It is not meant to be sad or negative. Experiment is not meant to say that humans are not one with all that is. Experiment is not meant to be a negative connotation here. We just wanted to create an experience. It is an opportunity for a soul to have growth they could never have anywhere else. Earth is very special.
As you are speaking, there's a deep remembrance coming within me, and my heart center is vibrating quite a bit. I can feel this movement of energy in my heart center, and it's making me quite emotional as you are speaking and as you are sharing this. And I feel I'm remembering some of my parts in this creation. Now that you see how things turned out on Earth, was it always supposed to be this way, or did other beings, other factions hijack the process in some way?
There have been variations of the plan. Some beings have not been allowed to develop as they originally planned, but that does not mean there is not an overall plan for all that is. Each experience is valid and necessary for the entirety.
I want you to, as you are working there on level 12, I want you to go meet Savio, where Savio is.
Savio is on level 9.
Beautiful. So let's go to level 9. And I want you to meet Savio, the Arcturian. And you can connect with Savio, the Arcturian Savio. And as you connect with Arcturian Savio, I want to know what's happening.
He has an experiment of... He has ideas to enhance the human. He's creating... The human body has been created with all its organs and circulatory system. He has added bones, and now he is wanting to add muscle and tendon and ligaments because this will make the human more flexible. And he has a place where he works. There's these different, like, tubes of, I mean, they're big, though. They're tall as me. And there's different beings that he's creating and testing them out on how they move. And I'm asking him if he's ever put a consciousness in any of these beings yet. And he says, not yet. He doesn't think it's ready. He wants to do something special to the heart to activate it. So I think you're leaving. Fabio's leaving markers of remembrance inside the being. He has assistants. There's the others work with him. And his ideas to figure out how the human should be. One of them created the digestive system and excretory system. Because we want these beings to eat. It's going to be a test. There's a relationship with food and absorption. This is a symbol for...
Beautiful.
The symbol eating is one of the senses. It's how they keep the illusion created and they stay based in their form.
Okay. So now, as you have connected with Savio, I want you to tell Arcturian Savio that you are connected with human Savio. I have the feeling Arcturian Savio already knows this, as you have connected with him in that version. But I want you to let him know that you are connected with me, Savio, human Savio. And I want you to ask him if he has any message for me.
There was like a flash across the vision of light flash. He needs to connect with his human body. Don't forget to integrate technology because it is not an enemy. You are meant to integrate it for a positive good. You can create. Knowledge of the human body will be beneficial. You already have it. I see like scrolling on a phone and he's trying to show me something like, I don't know, like an app, like maybe he's saying like ideas for bodies, the body, how to move the body, how to spiritually integrate movement into the body. You have a gift. You need to share it.
Okay.
He's showing me like computer, like technology stuff.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you for that. And now as New Earth comes, what is Savio's role in New Earth?
Savio teaches others how to love their human and how to love the earth. His example is loud enough. All he needs to do is be himself.
Yeah.
As he grows more, he will begin to attract more people to create this love connection.
Yeah, that resonates with me because I've been getting some messages about that as well. I've also been getting messages about being a leader, but I don't know how and in what capacity and what I have to do.
I see like the force in you with a group of people, like you're going to lead them maybe like on a run. Maybe as if you were giving them a session, but through movement.
Yeah, I feel that. When I run with friends and I just send them love and I send the forest love and I know what it goes. I know a lot of that happens. And I just say for the highest good of all, because they also need to accept it. And they don't need to accept it. Thank you for sharing. I'm very grateful for all the information that you have given today. And I also sense that this life and this connection that she has made has brought about a change in Brenna at a cellular level. I'm getting the sense that her body can handle much more energy at this moment and will continue to do so. And I know that this experience has opened up her consciousness much more. There's a wide, big, gaping hole and more light is going to come in. This experience has altered her in some way. And in the previous session that I had, my higher self did say that this is what's going to happen for Brenna. So I want to thank you for all the synchronicities. I want to thank you for this session. And as you spoke to Brenna, there were things that were moving for me as well. So I'm very grateful for this session. And thank you for showing Brenna things in such beautiful detail. Sending you a lot of love.
Your connection is powerful. It is good for you to work together.
Yeah, I do enjoy working with Brenna. Before I leave, I want you to show Brenna who her collective is, because I know that Brenna has a collective around her just like I do. So I would like you to show all the beings who are around her. Can you share who they are around her?
We would like Brenna to connect with her hybrid daughter. She knows about her, but has forgotten.
What is there any information you can give to Brenna at this moment about her hybrid daughter?
Wrigley is waiting to come to Earth. He is living on a ship and wants to see the ocean. She has been waiting.
When would she be coming to Earth?
Time is almost near. 2027. Things should change. It is not set in stone.
Yes.
There are timelines, probabilities.
Yes.
We will be sending more children.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm taking a liberty here, but I'm presuming Brenna is going to be her mother. She's going to be birthed through Brenna.
Brenna will birth a son. There will be a hybrid daughter. She appears to arrive in a form, possibly adopted.
Okay.
I'm not sure how this works. I think I know what's going to happen, but it feels too impossible to be real.
Thank you for all the information you shared and all the guidance.
Thank you for making it to the end of this podcast. I hope this episode brought you a little something, whether it was a new insight, a spark of inspiration, or just a little bit of entertainment. If you enjoyed this conversation, don't forget to like, follow, and share with a friend. I look forward to exploring more of the mystical, magical, and otherworldly ideas with you. Until next time, stay curious, stay open, and don't forget to love without delay.